The Indian Constitution, the backbone of Indian democracy, not only enshrines the citizens with their fundamental rights but also pronounces their fundamental duties and their responsibilities. These consist of the fundamental duties that are provided for in the Constitution of India under Part IVA of the Constitution under Article 51A. They were added by the 42nd Amendment Act of 1976 when Indira Gandhi was the Prime Minister of the country. The goal was to ensure citizens are aware of their rights but they also have duties to their respective countries. This article gives an account of the 11 fundamental duties, the background to their formulation and their relevance in present-day India. Historical context: fundamental duties. The provisions of the fundamental duties have not been a part of the Indian Constitution since its commencement on 26 January 1950. The concept was inspired from the Constitution of the Soviet Union that enumerated the duties of the people of that country. The government during the emergency period headed by Prime Minister Indira Gandhi enacted the 42nd Amendment Act, 1976, inserting 10 fundamental duties. Later, in 2002, the 86th Amendment added the 11th duty. These duties were introduced based on the consideration of the fact that rights accorded to the citizens has to be answered by the corresponding responsibilities. The framers of the amendment were of the view that through the provision of the fundamental duties, a nation would be built through fostering discipline among the nation's citizens. The 11 fundamental duties. Now, let's discuss what are in fact the 11 fundamental duties as enumerated in the Article 51 of the Constitution of India. 1. To abide by the Constitution and respect its ideals and institutions. The first duty states that every person in India ought to honor and follow what the Constitution of the country stipulates. This includes obeying the institutions like the judiciary, parliament, and executive, which are the foundation of India's democracy. 2. To cherish and follow the noble ideals that inspired the national struggle for freedom. This duty makes people aware of and to respect the fundamental tenets of the freedom struggle, such as freedom, justice, and equality. What freedom fighters suffered for, each Indian must ensure that they enhance the growth of the nation and uphold those good values that we fought for during the struggle for independence. 3. To uphold and protect the sovereignty, unity, and integrity of India. This duty highlights the aspect of sovereignty, unity, and territorial integrity of the nation. It binds the citizens of the country to fight any group that may be perceived to be acting counter to the solidarity of the nation. In a culturally sensitive country such as the Indian context, this is important in order to build a sense of nationalism and counter secessionist sentiments. 4. To defend the country and render national service when called upon. Now, India has volunteer military service, and this obligation simply means that during the emergency, all the people must be willing to fight for their nation. It also includes providing rendering services in any position needed in emergency situations, for instance, calamities or national issues. 5. To promote harmony and the spirit of common brotherhood amongst all the people of India, transcending religious, linguistic, and regional or sectional diversities. This duty is conceived with the rhetorical purpose of creating balance and fostering brotherly feelings among all the citizens regardless of the religious, linguistic or regional affiliations. This has become a great duty since India is a country with a lot of differences and, without this, people end up fighting over it. 6. To value and preserve the rich heritage of our composite culture. Culturally, India is vibrant and diverse. This alone is one of the country's largest strengths. This duty demands that every citizen should guard this legacy, which includes such things as monuments, art, and traditions. It encourages citizens to appreciate and uphold the diversity of India's cultural expressions. 7. To protect and improve the natural environment, including forests, lakes, rivers, and wildlife, and to have compassion for living creatures. Environmental conservation is one major concern that is very central to the contemporary world. This duty emphasizes the importance of environmental responsibility that every citizen in this country has. It includes the process of creating measures that will retain the custom and natural resources, protect wildlife, and even the Earth's ecosystem to create a healthy background to the future generations. 8. To develop scientific temper, humanism, and the spirit of inquiry and reform. This duty tempts the citizens to develop a scientific attitude and a spirit of investigation. Analyzing something that helps in avoiding illusions and believing in fairy tales. What is emphasized is the necessary humanization and the reformation of the values that contribute to the society's improvement and the process of enlightenment. 9. To safeguard public property and to abjure violence. This duty emphasizes on the preservation of property and the encouragement of law and order. This pleads with the citizens to avoid violent actions and vandalisms to properties that belong to the public domain. Wasting of public property also helps in the improvement of both the social and the economic productivity of the entire nation. 10. To strive towards excellence in all spheres of individual and collective activity so that the nation constantly rises to higher levels of endeavor and achievement. This duty makes citizens strive to make improvements in all aspects of life. In education, at work, or for the purpose of embarking on social services, the aspiration to be excellent regenerates the nation as a whole. This fosters the spirit of people in exploring new frontiers in endeavoring to attain better heights so as to improve the ranking of the country in the international market. 11. Who is a parent or guardian to provide opportunities for education to his child or, as the case may be, ward between the age of 6 and 14 years? Originally enacted as part of the 86th Amendment in 2002, this duty specifies that parents or guardians must ensure that a child of age 6 to 14 is enrolled in an educational institution. This duty aligns with the Right to Education Act and emphasizes the importance of education in shaping the future of the nation. Significance of the 11 Fundamental Duties in Modern India. The role of the 11 fundamental duties in today's Indian society cannot be overemphasized. Such duties act as a daily need, which plays the role of a reminder to the citizens that even as they are free to practice their rights, they also need to be responsible to the nation and fellow people. Promoting national unity and integrity. The duties also help for maintenance of unity and integrity of a country like India, which is a multicultural and multi-religious country. These duties promote people to shed regional, linguistic, and religious prejudices and strive for the welfare of society. Fostering social harmony. Duties concerning the promotion of brotherhood and the conservation of the cultural aspect assists in the promotion of unity in society. These duties are paramount in view of the fact that the country in question is multi-paradigmatic in terms of religion, language, and culture, whereby these duties help in framing the society and preventing social vices. Encouraging environmental conservation. At a time when the issues of the environment are topical, the roles of maintaining a more preserved and better environment are more significant than ever. The message is also a build-up of the virtues that should characterize citizens in the process of conserving resources and preserving the earth for future generations. Advancing education and scientific temper. The provision of education and the development of scientific temper are important in a fast-changing world. It is evident that education is powerful to the country, and it indicates that a scientific approach is vital to advance. Upholding constitutional ideals. Inasmuch as the fundamental duties call on citizens to respect the Constitution and its institutions, they play a part in making the rule of law and democracy to function better. Conclusion. The 11 fundamental duties, although they are not enforceable by any provisions of law, however, they are commendable moral. They partly depict the publication of the state's expectations from its citizens in enhancing the nation's development and welfare. Every Indian citizen should have sufficient knowledge about what are actually the 11 fundamental duties, as these duties are the basic pillar for making India a responsible and disciplined country. The fundamental duties, when being read in today's society where citizens' rights reign supreme, are a reminder that citizenship is not a one-way street. In this way, with these duties, the citizens can contribute towards the formation of this great country India, which is strong, united, prosperous, etc. Thus, the 11 fundamental duties are not mere duties but a roadway to a progressive and egalitarian Indian nation. Frequently asked questions. What are the 11 fundamental duties in the Indian Constitution? The 11 fundamental duties enshrined in the Indian Constitution under Article 51 are: 1. To abide by the Constitution and respect its ideals and institutions. 2. To cherish and follow the noble ideals that inspired the national struggle for freedom. 3. To uphold and protect the sovereignty, unity, and integrity of India. 4. To defend the country and render national service when called upon. 5. To promote harmony and the spirit of common brotherhood among all people of India, transcending diversities. 6. To value and preserve the rich heritage of India's composite culture. 7. To protect and improve the natural environment, including forests, lakes, rivers, and wildlife, and to have compassion for living creatures. 8. To develop scientific temper, humanism, and the spirit of inquiry and reform. 9. To safeguard public property and to abjure violence. 10. To strive towards excellence in all spheres of individual and collective activity. 11. Who is a parent or guardian, to provide opportunities for education to their child or ward between the ages of 6 and 14 years. What is the 11th fundamental duty of education? The 11th fundamental duty, added by the 86th Amendment in 2002, states that it is the duty of every parent or guardian to provide opportunities for education to their child or ward between the ages of 6 and 14 years. This duty aligns with the Right to Education Act, emphasizing the importance of ensuring that children receive a basic education during these formative years.